Report: Chicago teen charged with murder recognized as school dropout. By Amy Furr on December 8, 2022. A 16-year-old charged with murdering a Red Line passenger on August 6 was also identified as a Chicago Public Schools dropout. Charles Carter was ordered held without bail on Wednesday, according to CWV Chicago. The 29-year-old victim was sleeping on the train at around 2 a.m. when Carter and a friend saw someone else snatch the man's wallet before fleeing. Moments later, the teen's friend approached the man and allegedly grabbed his phone before retaking his seat. According to prosecutors, the two made a deal to sell the device and split the proceeds between them. When the victim woke up and realized his belongings were gone, he walked around the train car and used his AirPods to try and connect with his lost phone. While speaking with Carter about the device, the suspect reportedly placed his hand inside his jacket and did not remove it. CTA video showed the victim holding a small pocket knife in his hand, but he never lunged toward Carter or Carter's friend, and he was never aggressive, prosecutors said. The CWV Chicago report continued. After about 25 seconds, Carter pulled his hand, holding a gun, out of his jacket, and shot the man three times, according to the allegations. The man suffered gunshot wounds to his torso, arm, and leg. He was pronounced dead upon arrival at a nearby hospital. Carter and his friend got off the train at 79th Street, and the white socks hat Carter was wearing at the time of the shooting fell on the platform. The hat is undergoing forensic testing. Two CPS high school employees contacted authorities after recognizing Carter in surveillance footage, and the police officer who worked security on the campus also recognized the young man. Social media users commented on the CWV Chicago story, one person writing, "We shouldn't have to live like this," while another said, "Keep your kids out of CPS schools if you love them." As the crime wave continues plaguing citizens across President Joe Biden's D. America, police say almost 40 people were robbed by armed groups over the weekend in Chicago's Near West and North Sides. In addition, more than 3,200 individuals were shot in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's D. Chicago from January through November of this year, according to Breitbart News. Per the CWV Chicago report, Carter was arrested in Georgia, where he was reportedly visiting relatives before being extradited to Chicago. According to Assistant Public Defender Richard Paul, the suspect dropped out of high school in 2020. He also argued the victim in the case was holding a knife and it was possible Carter acted in self-defense.